This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in this cattle market today?
Well, more downside, Leslie. As we saw today, for the fourth straight session, all the feeder cattle contracts closing down the $3 limit. March feeders have now dropped $20 and a nickel over the past 10 sessions. Also, all the live cattle contracts closed down a $3 limit today. Choice box beef was down $1.95, select boxes up 53, movement of 68 loads, slaughter was 114,000 head. Feb lean hogs had their lowest trade today since February the 5th, and the pork cuts at midday dropped $3.60. On the close, December and February live cattle both down the $3 limit. January and March feeder cattle also down the $3 limit. And February lean hogs closed down $1.60 today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, Santa. I want a Ford Fusion.
All the boys and girls this year have been telling me they all want a Ford vehicle through video chats and chirps and text messages, you name it.
All I want is a new Ford Super Duty.
Ah, it's probably because of the Ford Dream Big sales event going on now at your local Ford dealer. So obviously, these children have visions of cool Ford vehicles dancing in their heads.
Can I please get a Ford Escape?
Oh, I hope that Ford has a much bigger workshop than we do.
It's the Ford Dream Big sales event at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. There's no better time to get big savings on our complete lineup. From the sophisticated Fusion to the innovative Escape to the built Ford Tough F-150, your Oklahoma Ford dealer has you covered. For a limited time, get low financing, special year-end cash back, and low monthly payments. Hurry in now for the best selection of remaining 2014 models while supplies last. For more information, check out oklahomaford.com. Then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
Tom, what's going on in the grain side of the market?
Well, Leslie, we saw some mixed trade there. Only the wheat futures closed positive today, but they did come well off their highs by the close of the session. The Chicago and Kansas City wheat both made new highs for the current move to the upside. Now, news-wise, it was very quiet today, as most of the talk today was nothing more than rumors or rehashing of past news. We also saw today more new contract lows made in our crude oil and heating oil. On the close today, March KC wheat closed 7 3/4 higher. July KC up 7 1/4. March Chicago wheat was 4 1/4 cents higher. March corn was down 2 1/2. July corn was down 1 1/2. January soybeans closed 16 cents lower. March soybeans down 14 3/4. And the March cotton was down 87 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.